Is your life at times like a friend of mine who called me on the phone the other day and complained that his life was constantly a dull gray? He said, no zest or color or joy. In fact, he said, Leroy, I'm really no better than a horse. I get up in the morning, I go to work, I eat, I come home, I sleep, and get up and go to work. He was a total stranger to happiness. If that's the case with you, the next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, God's description of happiness. We know from the Bible that a happy life is not just a life free from trouble. Christians are often facing trouble and difficulty. Christians face financial problems and health problems and family problems and everything else that goes with life. But in it all, there's a truth that we must remember. Psalm 119, verse 1, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Now the word blessed means happy. So this verse is revealing a basic truth that we often overlook. It shows two conditions for experiencing true happiness. One, he walks in the law of the Lord, and he is undefiled in the way. His life has a godly character about it, and he makes the will of God his rule of life. We are reminded of Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It is easy to see why the man who makes the will of God his rule of life is happy. Remember, the will of God is good, acceptable, and perfect. And it's hard to improve on that. But how does a godly character lead to happiness? Does holiness of life really lead to happiness of spirit? How can a verse like 2 Corinthians 7:1 relate to joyfulness? It says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Well, it's very simple. Sin leads to death, separation from God, and broken fellowship with our Father in heaven. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. The prophet said, your sins have separated between you and your God. Now, can a person separated from God, living in broken fellowship, be happy? No. And that's the problem that my friend on the phone had. He was living separated from God. And the Bible says, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Now, a godly character comes from much time spent in close communion with God himself. This means that we must make it a priority to invest time with the Lord on a day-to-day basis, time reading his word, time on our knees in prayer before the throne of God. And it means that he makes the word of God his rule of life. Therefore, when God speaks to us through his word, we must be asking God to make us eager to obey, no matter what the cost. Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Now that is the way to true happiness. May God bless you as you walk with him in his will.